financial support after a stem cell transplant. Approximate recording time, 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. If you've had to take time off work because of your medical condition, you might experience anxiety around money and being able to pay bills. Here, we offer tips and advice on how to get financial support after your stem cell transplant. Why might I need financial support? One of the main reasons why some people return to work earlier than they should after their transplant is because they don't have enough money. However, during your recovery and before going back to work, you might be able to get some help to ease your financial worries. Although some cancer charities offer financial support, it's often only available to people with blood cancer and not blood disorders. In this information, we've suggested other options that can financially benefit anyone who has had a stem cell transplant. Sick pay. If you're too ill to work, you can claim statutory sick pay, SSP, from the UK government if you meet both of the following criteria. Firstly, that you are in employment, and secondly, that you have been off work for longer than 4 days in a row. Your employer pays your SSP, but you first need to inform them of your situation in writing. You will also need to get a fit note from your doctor or nurse. You can claim SSP for up to 28 weeks, which is the same as 7 months. You might also be able to get occupational or company sick pay. This is when you're entitled to extra sick pay from your employer on top of the SSP from the government. There's no set rule on how much money you'll receive or how long you'll get it for. It all depends on your company and contract. Not all companies offer occupational sick pay. You'll need to talk to someone in your HR department about what's available to you. For more information about both SSP and company sick pay, visit acas.org.uk/checking-sick-pay.
I was working full-time again, and I didn't want to give up my career, because I'd already have to give up so much. It was the last thing that was normal in my life. But talking it through, I realized that by trying to maintain this, I was making myself more ill. So I took sick leave for the first time, and my body actually got the chance to heal and rest.
Darren, who had a stem cell transplant to treat peripheral T-cell lymphoma. Government benefits. There's a wide range of government benefits available for people who have been too sick to work, as well as for people who care for them. Each benefit has different eligibility criteria, so you'll need to check for your specific medical condition and situation. You might be entitled to government benefits, such as disability benefits, like the Personal Independence Payment, PIP, carer's allowance, universal credit, or a council tax reduction. For more information, visit citizensadvice.org.uk/benefits. You can also speak to a Citizens Advice advisor in your local centre or call their national services for free on 0800 144 8848 for England or 0800 702 2020 for Wales. Applying for grants. Depending on your circumstances, you may be eligible to apply for a grant. A grant is a sum of money to help you out that you'll never need to pay back. You usually need to fill in a form and explain how the money will help with your recovery. Some organisations and charities offering grants include the following examples. Anthony Nolan offers grants to people who have had a stem cell transplant who have limited savings. You can apply for a one-off grant up to £250 to help with a wide range of practical needs linked to transplant. For example, travel costs, hospital parking fees, or money towards a new mattress or washing machine to help reduce your infection risk. To find out if you're eligible and how to apply, visit anthonynolan.org/grants. Young Lives vs Cancer offers grants of £100 to children and young people who have received an initial or secondary cancer diagnosis or a relapse diagnosis a year or more after the end of their previous treatment. For more information and to apply, visit younglivesvscancer.org.uk/financial-support/grants. You can also search for a wide range of local and national grant schemes at turn2, that's the number 2, us.org.uk. Using its search tool, you can find specific grants for people with cancers and blood disorders, as well as their carers.
Last year, I got a grant from Anthony Nolan to buy software and pay for some online courses. I use the software for editing my photos and designing things for social media. The first course I did was in web design. I'm hoping to put these skills into developing my career in the future.
Katie, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Tips for saving money and getting support. Here are our top tips and advice for managing your finances and applying for help with your situation. Some of the grant or benefit application forms can be tricky to fill in, but you can get help from a welfare advisor or social worker. If you have any questions or need help, you can also contact Citizens Advice. Try to plan ahead financially as much as possible. For example, 3 months before your statutory sick pay ends, you should start to look into other ways of getting support. Find out about all the ways your employer can support you financially during your time off and into your recovery. You can do this by reading through your employee handbook, if your workplace provides one, or contacting someone in HR. People who have a blood cancer diagnosis are entitled to free prescriptions, as are people recovering from a transplant to treat blood cancer. Ask your doctor for a medical exemption application form for prescriptions. Unfortunately, this scheme does not cover people with a blood disorder. However, you may be able to get free prescriptions using the NHS Low Income Scheme, LIS. If you have insurance policies for your house, health or life, you might be entitled to a payment following a blood cancer or blood disorder diagnosis. For more specific advice, you'll need to check with the company providing your cover.